the growing ethanol market. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You may not be able to squeeze blood from a stone, but researchers are trying to squeeze more ethanol out of corn. Gary Crawford has the story.
Right now, ethanol processors can only use about 80% of the corn kernel to make ethanol, so that leaves 20%.
So what we're looking at is, can we take that 20% and essentially tear it apart and try to add value to it?
That's Brent Shanks, a chemical and biological engineer at Iowa State University. Right now, the 20% of the corn kernel left over after ethanol production is basically turned into distiller's dry grains, which is used now as a cheap livestock feed that does not return much money to the miller. This stuff has starch in it, though, that's not broken down by the current ethanol-making process. It has some sugar-containing molecules as well.
But in principle, you can break those down to sugars that can be fermented as well. So we're looking at trying to essentially take those additional sugar-containing molecules, break them down to the sugar so that you could enhance your ethanol production, say on the order of 10% extra ethanol from a kernel of corn. And at the same time, what you're doing is then the residual dry material you have left is going to have a higher protein content because you're removing some of the sugars. And so, you know, the goal is to get that up to 45-46% protein in that leftover fraction. So now that has a much higher value as an animal feed and can go to many more different markets. And so what you've now done is essentially gotten more ethanol, and you've also upgraded the protein product coming out of this as well.
Brent Shanks says if they can successfully break down the hard hull part of the corn, they are one step closer to doing what President Bush has been talking about in his speeches, and that is
producing ethanol not just from corn, but from wood chips and stalks or switchgrass.
In other words, from various plants containing the currently hard-to-break-down cellulose. The president's goal is to be able to do this on a practical basis within 6 years. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.